Hello, good morning. Hello, good afternoon. This is Alisa from Family First. How may I help you?
Yeah, Alisa. Jeff only got paid for 28 hours last week, and he worked for 34.
Sorry, the pay.
He said he sent a timesheet in last night or this morning for the day that you want to talk to us. That he sent a timesheet in for the day that said it didn't add in.
Okay, but can you provide me the last name of the patient?
Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to contact you to the monthly checkup verification. Just give me 1 second. I can see that the dates of January 26th was complete. It's missing the timesheet for the 28th, but payroll closes on Monday and Tuesday. So yesterday probably was not able to process that timesheet. But the rest of the time, it's good.
Okay, so that still went out for the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get paid for that next week.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let them know.
Okay, also I want to know if your phone number is still 272-801-6881.
Yep, that's my correct number. You need to fill one out for the 28th, she said. We can pay for it next week.
Yeah. And the address is 129...
I punch in every day. I don't have the shit about me doing it.
Okay, it's because on this day, let me see what happened. On this, your location was not in the patient's address, and that's why the system was asking for the timesheet.
That's because the GPS tells me I'm 24 feet away when I come in the house.
I can show you the image to which the system marks out of range.
Well, when he's in the house, it's saying he's 24 feet away when he's in the house.
Okay, but it's what the system is showing.
Say that again, I didn't hear yet.
That is what the system is showing. Also, your address is 129 St. Clair Avenue, Postville, Pennsylvania, 17901.
Correct.
And have you been in the ER or hospitalized the past month?
No.
Okay, in that case, thank you so much for answering my call and have a great day.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.